I would like to look at special methods. Now generally the standard method applies by default. If a trader is partially exempt, then they should apply the standard method, unless a special method is agreed with customs. A special method is usually opted for where it produces a fairer apportionment of the residual input VAT. It may be that the standard method of apportionment does not give a fair fraction. So therefore, a special method is agreed. It is fair to say that the majority of partially exempt traders in practice will be using a special method, a method which is very distinct to their business. Special methods can be based on the number of transactions. For example, the number of taxable transactions in a quarter over total number of transactions in a quarter. It could be based on floor area, that is, the floor area used to make taxable supplies and the floor area used to make exempt supplies. Or it could even be on staff numbers, that is, the total staff employed on the taxable business compared to the staff numbers used in the exempt business. These are obviously very simplistic, but they just give you an idea of what can be agreed with customs. In practice, special methods can be quite complicated. Every business is different, and they have their own idiosyncrasies. Once a special method has been agreed with customs, the trader must apply the method until both parties agree it is no longer appropriate. A package of three measures were introduced with effect from the 1st of April 2005, which impact on special methods. Firstly, customs will serve a special method override notice, where they have clear evidence that the current special method is not fair and there is significant loss of revenue. They will only do this where they decide that the direction of another special method is not appropriate. Secondly, in future, approval or direction of special methods must be in writing. Finally, where a special method makes no provision for certain types of input tax, it will be recovered to the extent that supplies on which it is charged are used in making taxable supplies. We will be looking at the override adjustment in respect of partial exemption. These provisions stipulate that partially exempt businesses must override the standard method where the result of the standard method apportionment does not reflect the use made of the purchasers, including cases of deliberate abuse. This is an anti-avoidance provision, brought in to counter avoidance schemes designed to artificially increase the VAT recovery. It should be noted, however, that this override provision does not apply to businesses using a special method. Businesses will be required to adjust input tax recovered under the standard method if the recovered amount is substantially different from an attribution based on use. Substantially is defined as £50,000 or more, 50% or more of the value of the residual input tax, but not less than £25,000. Consequently, it can be seen that the standard method would apply without override where the residual is less than £50,000. This is reduced for group undertakings to £25,000. The calculation of the override amount is simply the recovery under the standard method versus the recovery under the usage method. We then need to determine whether the difference is substantial. If it is, we have an override adjustment. If it is not, then the recovery remains at that which was calculated under the standard method. If the difference is substantial, we make an adjustment on the VAT return following the VAT year. This is the same return as you would make the annual adjustment under partial exemption. Let us demonstrate this with an illustration. XYZ Limited has input tax recovery for the year to the 30th of April 2011, as you see on the screen. XYZ Limited would use the standard method to calculate recovery of input tax. The first step is to calculate the annual adjustment. In the year to the 30th of April 2011, taxable supplies amounted to £1,150,000 and exempt supplies amounted to £550,000. The input tax incurred was £125,000 relating directly to taxable businesses, £75,000 in respect of input tax relating directly to exempt business, and £150,000 of residual. Following our partial exemption rules, we know that the £125,000 is recoverable as it relates directly to taxable supplies. The £75,000 is not recoverable as this relates directly to exempt supplies. The residual amount
is what we would need to apportion based on the standard fraction. So this is the taxable supplies over total supplies, that is, £1,150,000 over £1,150,000 plus £550,000 times 100, which equals 68%. So consequently, of the £150,000, £102,000 is deemed to relate to taxable supplies and is therefore recoverable. 32% related to exempt supplies and is therefore not recoverable. We then perform our annual adjustment calculation. The input tax recovered through the quarters amounted to £244,241. The annual recovery amount is £227,000. That is the £125,000 direct taxable and the £102,000 apportioned residual.
This leaves us with an annual adjustment of £17,241, which will be adjusted for on the return to the 31st of July 2011. That is, the return after the end of a VAT year. It would not make sense to repay this on the earlier return, although this is possible.
However, anti-avoidance provisions have been introduced, which means that we have another consideration. In this example, if we assume that within the £1.15 million of taxable supplies, there was £1 million relating to a supply which had very little input tax attached to it. Now, this is essentially what the override provisions are trying to counter. We can see in our example that the residual input tax exceeds £50,000. So we have to check the override adjustment. And looking at the size of the supply with no input tax attached to it, one would expect there to be quite a difference if one were to perform a calculation based on usage. In performing the override calculation, it would be reasonable to exclude the supply which had very little input tax consumption. Consequently, the residual percentage would reduce to 22%, and in reality, this does reflect a fairer apportionment of the residual input tax. So based on the use method, we have direct taxable of £125,000. The residual input tax apportioned to taxable is £33,000. That is, the £150,000 residual times 22%. That would give us a recovery under the use method of £158,000. Compare this to the standard method recovery, which is £227,000. The difference is £69,000. That is substantial. It exceeds £50,000. Consequently, there will be a further adjustment under the override rules.
This will again be made on the quarter to the 31st of July 2011, being the VAT return after the end of the VAT year.
When does the override apply? It applies whenever the standard method fails to provide a fair and reasonable recovery when compared to the extent to which purchases are used to make taxable supplies. For example, purchases might be incurred in 1 year, but used in a different year in which the residual recovery percentage is much worse. You could be aware that purchases are not used in proportion to the values of taxable and exempt supplies. Or it could even be where exceptionally high value transactions are undertaken which consume little or no input tax. There are obviously lots of other situations where customs would look to invoke the override provisions, but basically where the taxable over total supply fraction, as used in the standard method, does not give a fair and reasonable recovery, then the override provisions may well apply. How do we actually calculate the use-based method? Any calculation will be allowed if it provides a fair and reasonable recovery according to the use or intended use of the purchases. For example, if you incur in 1 year and use in another year, you might choose to apply projected proportions of the period of use. So in the year of incurring the input tax, you would not actually look at the taxable over total supplies for that particular year. You would apply projected usage. Where we have exceptional high-value supplies with little or no input tax consumption, you may choose to exclude high-value supplies when looking at the use-based method. Again, this would seem perfectly reasonable, as the large taxable supply with no input tax consumption would obviously improve the residual recovery.
So to conclude, partial exemption is all about recovering input tax.
Generally, input tax is recoverable if it relates to a taxable supply. If you are not sure what the input tax relates to, then you must apportion it. There is a standard method of apportionment and a special method of apportionment. A trader can use either, but special methods must be by explicit agreement. The trader claims input tax through the quarters, but these are only interim calculations. The correct calculation is done at the end of the VAT year. This may result in an annual adjustment, which is accounted for on the first return of the next year. And that ends the lecture on partial exemption.